Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and South Korea will delay joint military exercises until after the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea next month. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis downplayed the delay. North and South Korea reopened a cross-border hotline that had been shut down since 2016 after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offered to send a team to the Winter Olympic Games. United States promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that's left 21 people dead, more than 1,000 others under house arrest. We get more now from VOA's Lori London.
A White House official Thursday said the U.S. will look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said, quote, "We have ample authority to hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran." Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. Thursday sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the sanctions target key entities involved in Iran's missile program. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting Friday. Lori London, VOA News.
United States suspending security assistance in Pakistan. Speculation over what the U.S. may do has created a long and uncertainty and anxiety in Pakistan following President Trump's New Year's Day tweet in which he said he would slash funding for Pakistan, accused the country of harboring terrorists. This is VOA News.